Snow days. Kids love them, parents not so much, especially three in a row with a weekend in the middle. But that's what parents and students in many school districts across the state just experienced, thanks to our series of winter storms before the return to school today. As WBUR's Tanya Mosley from our Edify team reports, some parents are wondering whether all the snow days were necessary.
It's the lunchtime rush at Chipotle on Comm Ave in Boston, and Zamara Gonzalez is at the register, cashing out customers at lightning speed. Three employees have already called in sick, which means Gonzalez will get no break today. Every third customer or so, she glances over at the table to her left. It's where her 10-year-old daughter, Zamari, passes the time on days like this when school is out because of weather.
It's kind of hard for me because I don't have nobody else to, you know, to babysit her in the house. So I know she's 10, but I don't want to, like, let her, you know, keep it alone in the house. So
Gonzalez says it is this third day off that is causing her the most distress. She certainly can't keep bringing her daughter to work. And 10-year-old Zamari is already thinking about the consequences.
But I also don't like it because then we're going to have to make it up in June. Because since we have a lot of snow days.
Lately, Gonzalez and a lot of parents I spoke with say it feels like schools are closing for weather now more than ever before. You might have heard a version of this before.
When I grew up, I did walk to school, 5 miles each way, by the way, uphill, no shoes.
That's Boston Teachers Union President Richard Stutman, joking, of course, about how rare it was to have weather-related school closings when he was a kid. But Stutman does believe snow days are becoming more common. A Boston Public School spokesperson says there are lots of factors that go into deciding whether to call off school. First and foremost, safety. Stutman says buses in particular are no match for those windy, narrow Boston streets.
The buses have to navigate side streets. The buses need a little extra time. And the kids have to have a place to stand out waiting for the bus.
And more than 29,000 BPS students take a bus to school each day. There are also smaller but significant considerations, like whether food deliveries can be made and whether staff and teachers can make it into work.
Oh, we hit some slush!
And if you're thinking, what about the missed classroom time? At least one study from Harvard suggests a few days in the snow and out of class does not affect academic performance. While frustrating, even Gonzalez agrees she'd rather see Zamari safely by her side than braving the brutal weather.
It's good for the safe of the kids, you know, and the bus too, because it's kind of like danger to drive like that.
Gonzalez is crossing her fingers that there'll be fewer days like this ahead. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Tanya Mosley.
Special funding for Edify provided by Lesley University, where creativity empowers teachers to inspire future generations. Explore undergraduate and graduate programs in education at lesley.edu.